Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I will be your host along with Peggy, who is our shrink, and Trish and Renee, who are our entertainment hosts, better known as Wrap Number 2 and Wrap Number 3. Thank you for being here, ladies, and thank you, and Matt, for being here as well.
Happy to help, ladies.
You are our wizard.
I try. The reason they sound so good is because I do this.
Well, thank you, listeners, for if you're tuning in right now or if you're on your drive home or to work or whatever it may be, stop and just take a listen right now. The purpose of our show is to be a friend to you, our listeners. You matter. And before we get started, I want you to jot down this number. Our number is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. Call us with any questions anytime during the show. It doesn't even have to be related to our topic. I just want to open it up because that's our purpose. We're at lunch right now. And again, we just want to be a friend to you. If you want someone to hear you or get a question answered, give us a call. Again, 727-441-3000. So we'll be giving away a purse today from one of our sponsors, JoeyJamesTheLabel.com. And so make sure you get that number down because we're going to be giving away the Norma at the end of the show. We're going to give you the code word. I think I should give them the code word now. I don't like to wait on it. I just can't.
They need it now.
What do you think? Code word now?
Go for it.
What do you think today's code word should be?
Well, we do have a holiday coming up, and I think we have some heroes from that. So I think, how about hero?
That's right. And we want to thank all the heroes out there because that's why we're sitting here today, and I think it's very important to give notice. And we're going to give, actually, I'm going to give away two purses. I'm going to give a red one. No, I'm going to give away three. Oh. I'm going to give a red, white, and
a
blue purse. So
right.
There are three chances. Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, JoeyJamesTheLabel.com.
And what so a great opportunity.
That's right. And we're proud to be Americans here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. So please give us a call one more time, 727-441-3000, code word. What's the code word? Hero. Okay. So if you're new to our show, welcome and best wishes in listening to us. We are a work in process, aren't you? Don't you, when you say?
I would say.
So long story short, over 20 years ago, I asked Peggy, our shrink, if she wanted to do a radio show. And, you know, I kind of explored it, but it never really happened until this last October when the door opened. That was literally over 20 years ago. And somehow, some way, we are on our eighth show. Eighth show, ladies. Can you believe it? So we started with zero experience. And we started off with like 5 paid listeners, maybe. And then now I think we're officially at about 14 listeners, and some still paid. But I'll take them.
That we know about. Okay.
I know.
The way I look at it, every year counts.
Every year and every listener matters. So I want to thank you. And this show is actually sponsored from Love and Friendships. And I just want to thank everybody, even those paid listeners. So thank you so much for being there. So we've been having a lot of fun experiences here. I've been learning a lot of stuff about it on our own show. We started off the day after Valentine's Day, and we thought, well, that'll be a great topic, what is love? So that's kind of the theme of our show, is what is love? So the purpose of our show is to lift your spirits up by using song therapy, which, by the way, song therapy, when I play these songs, Peggy and I... We have a little debate going on.
Just a little debate.
Just a little. Well, Trisha's experienced it on the way over here. But when I play songs, for me, songs have been, it's not about me, but it's what I can share with you that's helped me through my life. But songs, if you really listen to the lyrics, you can get so much out of them. And they can unlock emotions that you don't even realize you have or give you answers that you don't even really have. So when I play these songs, I'm going to remind you to please listen to the lyrics of these songs. So We're going to be using song therapy in combination of giving you suggestions from our experienced shrink, Peggy.
That would be me.
That would be bad. She is the heartbeat of our show. Without her, it's kind of like the eggs in the batter. We would not be able to make the show happen. So thank you. So we're going to use the two of those ingredients to get through this beautiful thing called life. And life is beautiful. It's really what you make it. So before we get started, I would like to play this song from the queen of rock and roll music. That's sadly the late but great and forever remembered Tina Turner. You got that song ready for us.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. There's just one thing. You see, we never, ever do nothing. Nice. Easy. We always do it. Nice. And rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish.
Keep turning, and thank you, Tina Turner, for giving us such a lifetime of songs. I mean, I was 18 working at Macy's at the time. Actually, it was Burdine's, and we played that song all day long working. So, Peggy, last week we were talking about Hold On. Remember the song from Wilson Phillips?
Sure, I do.
And you had a different meaning than I did. Mm-hmm. And like Tina Turner, she's got a life, you know, time of songs, and I hear part of her story even in that song that we just heard. But Hold On was about holding on to one more day when you're going through rough things. But you were thinking it was like hold on to your relationship, don't give up. But to me, it was like taking one day at a time and just letting life happen. Mm-hmm. So everyone has their own interpretations, but music is great therapy. And again, thank you, Tina, for giving us, you know, just great music throughout your years. And you definitely will be missed but not forgotten.
Which is actually a surprise that most people don't know this. That was, well, some do, some don't. That was actually a cover song.
And I know that, but her, and I'm glad that you reiterated that.
Yeah, that was a cover song. It was originally written by John Fogerty, the lead singer of CCR. CCR took it to a certain level. She took it to even greater heights when she covered it.
Yes, it's amazing. And her life story is amazing. And wow, she lived to be 83, so cheers to her. So anyway, she'll be missed. So Peggy, last week we did talk a little bit about divorce and the reasons and the types of divorce, which has led us into today's topic, the effects that divorce can cause on children. Mm-hmm. So again, before we get started with Peggy, and we talked about this, it is about lyrics of songs, and I would like to play this song, and please listen to the lyrics, because it's like us talking to you in with music. So can we play the song with James T.W.
Come home early after class, don't be be hanging round the back of the schoolyard. I've been called a bio teacher. She said she can't even reach you cause you're so far. You've been talking with your fists. We didn't raise you up like this, now did we? There've been changes in this house, things you don't know about in this family. It don't make sense, but nevertheless, you gotta believe us, it's all for the best. It don't make sense, the way things go, son, you should know. Sometimes moms and dads fall out of love, sometimes too. Homes are better than one. Some things you can't tell your sister cause she's still too young. Yeah, you'll understand when you love someone.
So Peggy, before we get into the subject, cause I it's like I heard the song and I cried. I could cry right now. And but this song puts a positive twist in divorce, and it came about James T.W. I'm going to go ahead and read just what I have here. So the song was written about a kid he taught drums to a few years ago to earn a bit of pocket money. The kid was 11 years old at the time. His parents were getting a divorce before he knew it was going to happen. So he wondered, you know, how his parents were going to tell this boy in a positive way, and in a way someone like him who knows nothing about relationships or love would understand. So he wrote this song so it would be a gentle break, and it can be a good thing when divorce happens because it means a child will be in a more comfortable environment in the long run. But I like this song because when you're a parent, this could be a song you could go to that kind of sets the tone and gives you a reminder of how to deliver this and just maybe starts the process. So from there, I'm going to give this to you, and this is your topic.
Sure. Well, I can tell you that the lyrics, although oftentimes I disagree with you on songs, the lyrics are very appropriate for today. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to talk very briefly about children and the impact divorce can have on children, but you know, first let me say that, you know, many parents believe that divorce can or will cause irreparable damage to the kids. And because of that, some parents stay together, you know, they remain together in a very unhappy, maybe even sometimes toxic relationship. But Tracy, what do you think about that? Do you think it's best to stay together for the kids?
Yeah, for me, as long as it's not a toxic environment. I mean, if you can, like for me, I hate to say this, I think about sharing my son, you know, if I was going through a divorce, but I don't, I think a toxic environment is definitely something that you do not stay in for a second.
Right.
How do you feel?
Well, yeah, I agree. Not in a toxic, but maybe if the two can keep their emotions at bay in front of the children, mm-hmm. Because children are at risk, I think, when parents divorce, especially young ones.
Yeah, you know, so the short-term answer, guys, of course, would be yes, because children, you know, they survive, they thrive in predictable, secure families, two parents that love them. But if the if it's unsettling, and if the relationship is unhealthy and destabilizing, you know, You got to look at the kids and how that would impact them. However, on the positive side of that, divorce can also lead to happier outcomes for kids. You know, when the children are not exposed to the parents arguing, their incompatibility, that stress on them. And so sometimes it can be a relief, or at least what I see in my office, mm-hmm. it can be a relief for children. You know, it gives them a chance to breathe a healthier air. They don't feel like they're in the middle. And most importantly, they don't feel like they are responsible mm-hmm. for the parental divorce, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Well, at what age does divorce affect children the most? Like, what's the age range?
Yeah. You know, a good question, because I want to say at every age, but I can tell you that statistically and clinically what I've seen is for some reason those ages of between 6 and 12, you know, the kids are old enough to remember the good memories and the good times, but they're smack in the middle or getting to the middle of, or the beginning of, you know, their hormonal stage, which brings on angst, and developmentally it can be very, very confusing. And as a result of that, you know, one questions at this age of their identity, and then they're also going to take a look at their role models and what's happening with their parents. So I would say, based on my experience as well as the research, 6 to 12 is tough. They're all tough, but 6 to 12 is probably a little bit tougher. You know, in my opinion and statistically.
Yeah, and not to mention the schoolwork gets heavier for these kids. And I mean, it's heavy. It's a lot. And then they can't process life's experiences. So, you know, keep that in mind if you're going through this as an adult, because it's hard to be an adult and a parent and parent the right way when you're trying to gather your own emotions, right? I mean, that's really hard.
Don't stay in an unhealthy relationship for the sake of their children.
Right.
Now, you have to be the judge of what's unhealthy, okay?
Right, absolutely. Now, and think about them through the whole process. So, but can you talk a little bit and tell the effects of divorce on children?
Yeah, you know, many problems, it doesn't have to be across the board, but generally speaking, you know, many problems have been documented for children whose, you know, parents have separated or divorced. More so, if you compare it to children of intact families. Some of those behaviors noted are levels of anxiety in the children, fear, regression of certain behaviors that they are experiencing. They can be disruptive behaviors. They can have academic problems, emotional problems, and, you know, even substance abuse with the teenagers. We've seen that. And also risk-taking behaviors, right? Mm-hmm. These are all, doesn't always have to result or be an impact on the children in these ways, but this is what, you know, has been documented and what we see a lot. The good news, however, is most children are resilient, right? Mm-hmm. And if the parents can handle it appropriately and to the best of their ability, they can handle this divorce and co-parent, then, you know, it can be buffered. And the kids don't necessarily have to have any long-term effects. That we expect a little bit of an adjustment issue, right? Because it's different. It's a change. But it doesn't necessarily have to lead to any long-term behaviors.
Right.
You understand? Like, you agree with me?
Yeah, 100%. And I just feel like, well, children need, they need an outlet for their emotions. But as a parent, I think there's so many tools out there now that can help them. So let's just say if you start seeing different odd behavior from them, would they just contact their pediatrician to get someone to speak to? Like, what are the different, like?
Well, when you say odd behavior, you would want to say different from the norm, correct?
Yeah, different from the norm, right.
Because I know kids who have odd behaviors and they're in very intact families. All right. Pediatrician, depending on the age, school guidance counselor, therapist, and even a friend that you trust. Just to get some objective feedback, you know?
Right. Well, and that's good advice, but just keep in mind that they have emotions and they love both of you, not to put them up against either parent. They have a natural bond that's just within them, and just always think about them, you know, and get advice, talk to your friends. And friends should help those kids, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Invite them over, take them out of the environment, so... You know, we're for the for the children. Just do the right thing. So, what is the one thing that you never want to say to your child while going through a divorce?
All right. Well, let me throw that back at you guys. What do you think? I know some of your marital status, but what would you say to that before I give you the correct answer, the most widely used answer?
Yeah, I just say keep it, you know, again, be the adult and keep it separate. It's your relationship, and I don't ever blame the child. Don't ever say it's your fault.
Blame, big one, good one, Tracy.
Yeah. Okay, I got 5 points. What about you?
Yeah, that was my 5-point answer as well. Don't ever make them think it was their fault or that they did anything to cause the separation.
Yeah. Right, you know, never say it's their fault. And I see a lot of that. No, if it wasn't for your mother, if it wasn't for your father, you know, keep that out of the middle of them, please, and your nonsense. Also, any kind of negative comment, you know, about the other one is just so inappropriate. This is your relationship with your spouse, and the kids didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
So you want to try to keep them as far away from you know, your conflict. We call those alienating behaviors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my response to that, Tracy, would be, just no negative comments, no alienating behaviors. No. You know, they don't want to be responsible, and trust me, they will initially feel that way.
Yeah, and I just think it's, again, I hate to use the word selfish, but sometimes you can't control your emotions in that atmosphere, you can't control your emotions. So I just think that try not to be selfish. Keep your kids out of it. Don't blame them, right. And keep things as normal as you can. And do we have a caller, Matt?
We do. We have Luann from St. Peter wants to talk to you guys.
Okay, Luann, thank you for calling us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. How can we help you?
Well, I know you're talking about divorce today. So we want to know how to overcome the negativity of when your ex badmouths you to your children.
Okay, Peggy?
It happens a lot, and that's a good question. You know, overcoming negativity, first of all, you need to go behind closed doors and pull your spouse or former spouse and aside and say, this has to stop. And if it, you know, because both of you, these children were born out of love at one point, right? I mean,
right,
you did have a
right.
lot of commonality. And I'm sure you both have your children's best interests as primary. So you try to hit the spouse's heartstrings about what kind of effect this can possibly have on the children. So, you know, and you can do that any way you know how to, but you've got to emphasize how this can, doesn't necessarily have to, but it can impact their future development, their relationships with other people. You are the role models. You are the role models.
That's what right. if they do? What if they do it though when you're not there and you don't know it?
Well, you don't know what you don't know, but you're going to hear it most likely from your children
right.
in a number of different ways. And again, as I said earlier, if you hear that from your children, you try not to get your child involved. You go behind closed doors with your spouse or your former spouse and read them the riot act regarding how this could possibly impact your child.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's so selfish to
yeah,
me.
It happens a lot, Tracy.
I don't understand
right.
it. It's selfish and it's so inconsiderate
right.
and it's just rude. I don't know.
Peggy, yeah. do you defend yourself in what your spouse said, or do you
yeah.
just deflate the whole thing?
Well, I want to go with the latter. You want to deflate. You want to stay neutral, and you want to try to emphasize that both your father and I, your mother and I, whatever parent is doing
right.
the alleged alienation, love you, and we will not, you know, don't forget that we will not allow any negative things to happen to you. You don't want to change up their environment. You want to limit the amount of change in their environment. And that also means their emotional environment.
But can a caller still please stay on the line for a second? I just want to add, because it made me
okay.
think of something else, and please stay on the line for a second. But when she's talking about that, but I also think that when you're going through a divorce, it's important to remember to let your child know we're still your parents. That's not going to change. There's no one that loves you more than we do. We are all
uh-huh.
still a family. We are still
yeah.
a team. But one thing I've learned, and I remember watching talk shows when I was a teenager, that whatever you decide, because your child can also come between you and your spouse and say, oh, mom said this, dad can say that, dad
right.
said this. So I think it's very important to come to agreement behind closed doors, even in decision making of spending, mm-hmm. what they're doing. Still be parents behind closed doors. Even if you disagree, then come together to conclusion, because that's some stability for the child. Am I wrong about that,
yeah,
Peggy?
Yeah, you have to ensure that the children
yeah.
feel safe and secure.
Yeah. So I've got a question for you. Do you know our code word for the day? Our caller?
No. We were trying to get in here you sooner than we were able to start with.
It's okay.
But I'm gonna guess.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a hint.
Give her a little hint.
I want to give her a hint. Let's give her a hint. What are you? Give her a hint, Peggy.
Give her a hint. All right. Let's see. Why don't we just tell her?
No,
why do we have
Memorial
to
Day, because
Memorial
I got to play by the rules now.
Who do we usually celebrate on Memorial Day?
Veterans.
Okay, another word for veterans is our
H-E-R-O. Our hero.
Yes, yes. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. You're going to be given a red purse. We're going to start with the red one.
Whoa.
Since she is a first caller, we thank you for
yeah.
calling today, and we thank you for your concerns, and hopefully this will help you. And listen, if we have 14 listeners, if it just helps one person, it makes me happy. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're my hero.
Ah, yay. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. And you know, Peggy, I just want to say this too. I do want to give credit to James T.W. here. When you love someone, listen, if you're in a moment and you're upset with your spouse or you're having a hard time with your emotions, go to that song because it'll help you. Mm-hmm. So, Peggy, I have one more question. Can you tell me some positive impacts of divorce for children?
Sure. You know, if you've exhausted your possibilities and you decide that divorce is an option, and if you've, you know, been able to co-parent to some degree, what you're going to see is your children are going to be able to mirror what kind of relationship, number one, is needed in a relationship, and number two, when they've exhausted their possibilities and know that it's the relationship is no longer positive for them, it can lead to a lot of good outcomes. Respect, how to behave and what you want in their own relationships and what they want in their own long-term marriages, so to speak. So there are a lot of positive aspects.
Okay, and what I'd like to say is we're going to be wrapping this subject up. We only have 20 minutes to talk about such a huge topic.
Well, it's a big one. It's a big one, Tracy. But before we go, I want to be able to talk a little bit about, if you are to divorce, just a little bit of education on the ways to do that and the types.
Okay, but before we do that, I'd like to close by saying that if you're with your children, you can also look up books on the effects of divorce of children, and there are books on all kinds of books. So, okay, so you want to talk about the...
Well, I want to start out with, if our production manager can kind of look at me, a little bit of Don Henley.
We're going to lead into the divorce thing.
The heart of the matter, forgiveness. So let me just, I know you don't want to, you know, move forward, but I just want to state, if you are going to utilize the option of divorce because you've exhausted your possibilities again, some things I think that the listeners should be aware of if they're not. You know, there's certain types of divorce. First one I'm not even going to describe it. We can talk about that at a later time. It's called a simplified dissolution of divorce. It's basically when the parties agree, there's no contested areas, and you kind of just represent yourself and agree, and you move forward in a very, very positive way, so to speak, if you're in a divorce, positive way to go.
Is that the same as a collaborative?
No, it's not, but
so it's
I'm getting to that. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, there's
okay.
a simplified.
So it's two different things, okay.
Absolutely. Then we have a traditional divorce where you get your attorneys and you litigate, and it's not very nice. Oftentimes mm-hmm. you end up going in court because everything goes through the attorneys, and we know that drives up money oftentimes.
Yeah, keep that
and
in
emotions.
Mind, people. Yeah,
and
keep
emotions.
That in mind. It's your golden pot together. Yeah. You want to try to work it out.
You know, we've got a cooperative divorce, and then we have the fourth type of divorce, a collaborative divorce. So I would suggest, and we'll talk a little bit more about collaborative divorce based on time today, maybe in a couple of weeks. But those are really important options that people need to know about moving forward in this process.
Absolutely. That's great information. And we will talk more about that into detail. There's just so much information with such little time. But what I like about the Don Henley song, it's kind of sad how I lost you
and you lost me.
Yeah. That's really sad. But anyway, and I will say this too real quick, because we are running out of time pretty quick for my schedule, the outline. But, you know, Elvis Presley and Priscilla, they actually held hands in front of the judge. So they had a very nice divorce.
Yeah,
that's a great example.
And he has a great song that I will play next time. I had it, was going to play it today, but for time purposes, we're not going to play it. And I'm going to tell that story hopefully next show. So, and when we discuss divorce again. So, actually, we need to play a song by Journey. Separate Ways.
Oh, yeah. Separate Ways.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but when you're kind of there, listen to the song. Listen to lyrics. A great song. I love it. So anyway, if you're ever sad and Peggy's not here, find a song that makes you feel good and unlocks those emotions and then soften the mood and realize you're not the only one that's going through it. So right now I have Linda on the phone. We are going into our little infomercial here. Linda.
Yes, Tracy.
How are you? Thank you for waiting for us. We got a little off track today. Welcome to the show. And Linda is, she's into holistic ways of curing things and very natural, and I love all that. And she happens to have this hot tub that she has been promoting for years. And I thought, wow, can you come on the show? You know, it's only 100 degrees outside, but can you tell us a little bit about this hot tub and how you got into the business and what first interested you in having your own, it's called a far infrared sauna.
Yeah, it's not a hot tub, but
no,
I like
those
too.
I was testing you, Linda. I was testing you.
Were you listening? Yes. Yes. Actually, I was introduced to far infrared in different products that you would, like wraps that you use on the body, a comforter. And this amazing comforter would regulate your temperature so you were not hot or cold or achy or stiff. And I thought, wow, if I had a sauna like that I could sit in, just imagine how good your body would feel every day.
Right. So
that's how it first started.
That's amazing, because I've seen it. What it is it zips up, so you just have your own sauna right there. So what is the difference between sweating outside in the heat and using a far infrared sauna? What's the difference?
Well, there is a big difference. First of all, outside, there's bugs.
Yes, especially in Florida.
but also from the sun, you can get near infrared. So mm-hmm. near infrared is where you actually get a sunburn. It actually dries out and ages your skin.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And actually, our skin does naturally try its best to protect us from near infrared. And a lot of other saunas actually have the full range of infrared. And there's a time limit on near infrared. So far infrared is the healthiest of the infrared spectrum. It can't hurt you, and you can regulate the temperature, and it actually helps reduce inflammation and achiness and stiffness in the body and helps with skin elasticity. And there's just amazing benefits with far infrared.
That's pretty neat. You can just sit and you can still watch your TV show and be in there and, you know, just do your thing instead of going to the gym. What is the difference between an enclosed wooden sauna for two or more people and the individual portable tent sauna that you have?
Well, so when I have people that say they want to have their own sauna, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I always ask them, well, do you want a sauna for health benefits or do you want it for social?
But what about both? I mean, I kind of like it for both, right?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you know, the night I always wanted the big wooden sauna, uh-huh. and I thought, well, that's what I want. And I actually would go and get a session at a far infrared sauna. It was enclosed, but they said, well, give us about 45 minutes warning. Uh-huh. Because it has to heat up.
Right.
And so you're sitting in there, and it's like, okay, I didn't really sweat. So the portable far infrared is for you. Your head is not enclosed.
Right.
And in Ayurvedic medicine, it isn't healthy to heat the head. And further, why would you want to rebreathe the toxins your body or somebody else's body just got rid of?
Right, and heat in the head, that's why a lot of these football players, because their helmets need to come off in between all, right? I mean, that's kind of a 101 heat lesson, right, in Florida especially. But, well, what is the main difference between the cheaper tent, like the portable sauna, and Relax sauna?
Okay, so that is a magic question. So it took them actually 20 years to create this bioceramic conductor chip, and it takes the heat source and turns it into pure uh-huh. far infrared.
Wow.
So there is no near infrared. There's no chance of being burned. Actually, sometimes, you know, I first got mine, I actually felt like the back of my legs would get really hot.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what is that? So I found out that that was an area I had poor circulation.
Oh, gosh.
So after about 2 weeks of using it, that calmed down and that went away. And I've had people that are like, they had a breast that would get hot or a hip. And, you know, with continued use, that just goes away within a couple of weeks.
I'm going to have a panic attack if anything gets hot on me now, because I'm going to go, I've got inflammation, and I'm going to have to call here. And I'm going, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? But if I had my sauna, then I can have a cure for it. So, Linda, I feel bad. I'm on a radio clock now, but can you give out information if someone's interested? I think these are amazing. It's very, very healthy. You want to start living a healthy lifestyle? Check out Linda. What website can they go to for this information?
It's vitalenergytips.com. So it's vital, V-I-T-A-L, energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y-T-I-P-S.com. And I didn't quite answer your question, what's the difference between the cheap ones you find online?
Uh-huh.
They're just using like a cloth thing that is on the side. It still takes 45 minutes to heat up, and it's really not going to give you a health benefit. So it goes back to, yeah, you get what you pay for.
That's right. Well, you're going to be our contact for holistic information, and I hope to have you back on the show. And thank you so much for coming on today, Linda, and we hope to talk to you, hopefully, whatever our next subject is. I want you to share with us what we need to know about holistic medicine.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Linda, so much. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Okay, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Do we have a caller?
There's more. You got another caller. You got Deb from Tampa who called in while...
Oh.
Well, there's on the line. Deb, you there?
I am. Yeah.
Hi, so we have 16 listeners now. I'm excited. Thank you. You're listener number 16, Deb. Thank you for calling. Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Oh, and not only that, you're getting the white purse. I don't even care if you need the white purse is for a hero. And by the way, it's color white because we're making the flag with the purses, the red, white, and blue. Right. You've got the white one. Congratulations.
Very cool. Okay.
How can we help you today? Thank you for calling.
Okay, so you were talking about traditional divorces, and I had a very contentious traditional divorce.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, my kids are adults now, and one of them is getting married in September of this year. So being that said, we are all going to be together at my ex-husband's house, who we have not spoken, we have not been friendly to each other for years.
Oh.
How do I go into this environment in his home where the ceremony is being held? How do I hold faith? How do I hold it together for my kids so that everybody has a good time? I need support. what is the best advice you can give me?
I'm going to say a bottle of Prosecco. Just kidding.
Yeah. Lots of alcohol.
I'm only kidding. That'd be funny. So what is that? I mean, I'm not.
Deb, it's a quick answer, but it only makes sense, and I'm sure you'll agree. You're going to hold yourself together, and you're going to, what we call, put your big girl panties on, and you're going to go in there because it's for your family. It's your child who's getting married, and you're going to do great. You may not even need support. Just keep thinking about that you're doing this, again, for your child, and I know you'll pull it off great.
Yeah, and just have grace and think about, and I think zero response to that. Zero response to negativity, and live your life with, doing the right thing, even if someone's doing wrong. And thank you so much. Let Matt get your information so we can send that purse to you. Thank you for calling. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that great advice.
And good luck. Call us after and let us know how it went.
Yeah, okay. Good luck.
I will. After Labor Day, I'll let you know. Thank you so much for your help.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm sorry, we have a radio clock, so I hate to be rushing anybody, but we have Al on. Welcome, Al, to the Streak of Rap Show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Good, good. Well, we understand you have an event here, and we're on a radio clock, but Trish is going to be judging this huge event. Can you guys tell us about it, please?
Yeah, this is the Tribe Fitness Challenge. This is our 26th year, and people come from around the nation. They compete in 7 different events. The Grace of Physique, which Trish will be judging. We have girls from 20 different states. And then there's a fitness routine. And that takes place on Friday night at the Grand Hyatt. On Saturday morning, they go from Barbie doll into G.I. Jane.
That is so. Which Grand Hyatt is that? In Tampa?
Yeah, Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay over on the Causeway.
And what time? 7 o'clock?
6 o'clock on Friday.
On Friday, and so can people just show up there, and then they'll.
Yeah, they can buy tickets at the door. $30 for the whole weekend.
And you're going to be a judge.
I am going to be a judge. I'm so excited. I'm donating my time to such an inspiring event. Yes. Watching these girls who have. Al, how long do they prepare for this?
Most of them have spent the last 4 or 5 months, but a lot of them live the lifestyle and try to keep themselves in shape. And these are women, the average age is probably about 42, 43 years old.
Nice.
So, and so they compete in on the Grace of Physique and the routine on Friday night. Then we go to Plan High School for the obstacle course and the True Grit Challenge and the Shuttle Run, which is one of the 3 fitness skills. So we'll be at Plan High School at 9:30 on Saturday. Then we return to the Hyatt for 2 more fitness skills, bench press and box jumps. So what we do, we add up all the scores for each of these events to determine all around.
Okay. You know what, Al? I feel bad. We have literally 10 seconds. But what I asked Trish on the way over is, whoever the winner is, I'm wondering if they can come back and explain their experience and tell us their experience through this whole contest of what it took for them to get to the G.I. Jane competition. That's right. Will you come back on with the winner and give us some more details?
Problem.
And Trish, I want to hear the experience of the whole event. We're really looking forward to it. So thank you and good luck on Friday night. So maybe we'll see you on Friday night. Al, we'll see you in 2 weeks. We'll hear about it.
Thanks, Al. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thank you. So we have literally 5 minutes. So do you have any quick PSAs today for us?
I do. I have quick our Sages Theater that we've talked about before.
Uh-huh.
They do the plays with a purpose. And that's their purpose is addressing the complex life of seniors, which we can relate a little bit, just a little bit.
Absolutely.
And they have a fun play called Deal Maker, and it's the story of a guy named Bob who makes deals in exchange for silence about his mishaps. So we all know about those. And these are really family-friendly shows. They offer handicap accessibility.
Nice.
And they're free.
I love it. And they're very entertaining. So thank you.
Yeah.
When is that again?
Well, they have shows coming up June 10th through July 8th, and they're at four different locations. So you can get more information on their website at sagestheater.org.
That's nice. Well, I might have to look forward to that.
Yeah.
And we have Renee on the phone. So, Renee, we're on the radio clock, girl. We got about 2 to 3 minutes.
Hey, guys, how are you?
How are you doing, honey?
Hey. Good. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you guys.
Same to you. Thank you. Thank you. And to all our veterans there. Thank you so much for us to be able to sit here and be to speak freely. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. I said that we have a lot of events going on this weekend, even though it's the unofficial start of summer season. Mm-hmm. But what's really important is what the marks the celebration of and recognition to our honor our fallen heroes, right. Which you guys did. And you know what's great about it? In Tampa Bay, a lot of these attractions here in Tampa Bay are doing free entrance and discounts to them. And I just saw the Florida Aquarium is always great about that. They're free opening to all the military families. And our pirate water taxi, by the way, have y'all ever taken that?
No.
It launches from downtown. It's so much fun. It takes you from, if you're having a couple adult beverages, you want to kind of not drive, obviously. So you just hop on this water taxi and it takes you all around from the convention center. It's like a cruise. So they're offering that to all the veterans this weekend as well.
Nice. But I love that they're doing that. They deserve it. They deserve a month of it.
And you know what's so funny? The Strauss Center set up something for hosting them, an art show for, I think it's primarily for the civilians like us to gain a better understanding of what their veterans' experience is.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought that was great. That's on Saturday night. Anyway,
awesome.
What's really happening here in Tampa Bay is we're probably one of the biggest hosts in festivals in the state is here this weekend at Raymond James Stadium. And it's called, I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's the Sunset Music Festival. Has a huge lineup. Have you heard of him?
No, but you
probably have. Your son has, for sure.
Maybe he has. He hasn't told me.
It's a huge lineup of national and local artists, but it's a two-day event that happens. I think it starts, the gates open at 4 o'clock, and it's till midnight, and they have three different stages, their main stages, the Sunset Stage, Eclipse Stage, and the Horizon. But you can get your tickets if you go on Sunset Music Festival Tampa.com.
Nice.
And I think there's some tickets left, but they kind of sold out.
Okay.
I also wanted to give a shout out. I'm so proud of our town, of the Tampa Bay area, because we have come in not one, but three Michelin stars. I don't know if you, I'm sure you all know what that is.
Not really.
Michelin,
but we have like 30, I feel bad. We have like 30 seconds. I'm sorry. Go ahead. But
okay.
No, I want to hear about it. I don't mean to be rude. But yes, go ahead. Yeah. Tell us about the stars, because I'd asked you to explain it.
No, I'm not going to. It's a method. Yes, it is. But wait,
it's going to be a long ride home.
I'm going to tell you something about what's happening with the three restaurants is Lilac, Poya, which is Japanese, and Rocca, which is Italian. Yeah. The Lilac is in addition. But what I wanted to tell you to follow up on your story today in your conversation about divorce, one of the callers called in and I said, you know, that's so true. My dad used to say to me when I did, you know, when I wasn't agreeing on something with a friend or a family member, Renee, two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah.
And I used to go, wow, I can't. You have to be the bigger person and you have to say, I'm going to do right by what's right for my kids.
I agree. I agree. And sometimes I like the phrase I got from Susan Lucci years ago. She said, you know, whenever you get lemons, make lemonade out of it. So just take the positive out of it and move forward and don't let it bring you down with the negative energy. Renee, thank you so much. I'm sorry we have to go. I've got our producer in there. He's down up to four fingers right now looking at where you got 4 minutes right now. So anyway, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward. Thank you for the information, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Renee.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. So before we go, I'd like to wish the father of my son, Greg, a very happy birthday this weekend. It is his birthday, and without him, I would not have my son. So thank you, and cheers to you. And I'd also like to wish Lola a big happy birthday. Happy birthday to Lola. Without
happy
her,
happy birthday, boss.
Happy birthday to Lola. Without her, I would not be here. And again, to all the veterans out there, thank you. And enjoy your weekend and know that you matter. And in conclusion of today, to me, it's better to have loved and lost and then to not love at all.
Sorry, that's kind of corny. It's kind of corny, Tracy.
Yeah, but then again, look who we're talking about here. Come on now.
That's right. I said, Peggy, just go ahead and say it on the radio. She doesn't like it corny, but I'd rather love than not love. Because some
and
people
sometimes,
never,
hey, don't forget, you don't pick love, it picks you.
Oh, that's right. Well, I don't know. Cupid, you know, I don't know. That's another show. That's another show. But go ahead, and whatever you're dealing with, go out, start your day. It's your book. It's unwritten. And enjoy each chapter. But in the meantime, this is what Madonna has to say. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time.